Hey, we're back on Downtown on a Tuesday afternoon. It's time for us to talk basketball. Well, why not? Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight. We're joined by John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. I don't have a rooting interest in this one, but I want Phoenix to win tonight so we get a seventh game.
I mean, that's kind of like the most selfish thing that we could ask for, right? We're basketball fans. We want more basketball. We want one more day of the NBA season. So why not? I think that would be fantastic. It would be a great twist if each team all of a sudden won games on the road after going winning all of their home games in the first four games of the series. That would set up a wild game seven after Milwaukee kind of stole back that home court advantage. So sure, we all love game sevens.
Having said that, man, the way the Bucks and Giannis in particular are playing lately, I don't know what the chances are.
Well, look, the Bucks have figured some things out. They've made good adjustments, which people like to, bust Mike Budenholzer about. Like, they've done some good things. The Jrue Holiday signing after, I think I said it on your show a couple weeks ago. Like, this guy's basically being Eric Bledsoe again, and they need him to be more than that, and he's figured that out. He's been an amazing defender. His offense has come around. That's been a huge revelation. Chris Middleton is playing out of his mind. So I personally think Milwaukee's going to win this game. To have that game six at home, this is a situation where you have the Pat Connaughtons, the Bobby Fortises of the world that are going to go out there and get that juice from the home crowd. I think Milwaukee is ready to explode and celebrate a championship. I think they're going to feel that on the floor. And the only thing that from a Milwaukee perspective is, he hopes they don't come out too hyped and they overdo it. They start missing a bunch of shots long. They start fouling on defense and hurt themselves.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. If the Bucks wrap it up and win this thing tonight, you wrote about this on Boston Sports Journal, how could that negatively impact the Celtics?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, first of all, it keeps Giannis firmly in Milwaukee, right? Like, there's no Damian Lillard in this scenario going out there and challenging his team to make some moves, or else that's it, I'm going to go. Like, Giannis is in his prime now. If he wins a championship, yeah, he's going to want a second and a third, and we're going to get greedy at that point. Why shouldn't you? But he's going to have that championship ring, and his legacy is firmly cemented. He's not going to have to go somewhere else to prove that he's championship worthy. Like, he's done it. He's led his team, unquestionably been the best player in this run, and had them get better and better and better. And even more so, they didn't need to get a third star. They got Jrue Holiday. But they didn't need to get, a Damian Lillard. They didn't need to go get James Harden. So that keeps Giannis in town for quite a while. And I'm sure Boston would have loved to have seen Giannis at some point go to the Western Conference. Also, the middle tier free agents that Boston is going to be looking for, they could choose Milwaukee in an attempt. Milwaukee's going to be one of the favorites to repeat here. So that takes away potentially some of the mid-tier, lower-tier free agents that Boston was going to need to fill out their bench. So those couple of things could mean problems for the Celtics moving forward.
Now, positives might be, as we've seen this year with those teams who advanced to the Final Four last season, there is that possibility of a hangover, and that could impact another Eastern Division rival if the Bucks find themselves dragging a little bit when next year gets going.
That's also certainly a possibility, yeah. That not only just the championship hangover, but just going this far. Like, there's probably going to be a hangover at this point anyway, but having won that title, there's a kind of an exhale that happens. Like, all right, we did it. We got our rings. First night you get your ring, you're like, okay, we're the champs. We're cool. There's a little bit of a lessened drive to go and pursue that next year. You've gone deep into the playoffs, especially this year when the deep into the playoffs means the end of July as opposed to mid-June. And then these guys like Middleton and Holiday are going to Tokyo straight from there. So that adds to the hangover because their offseason is going to be super short. We could see Milwaukee kind of suffer some of the same issues that Boston had, you know, with the short turnaround, because Milton and Holiday aren't going to be done playing basketball until mid-August. And then you turn around and October comes around real quickly at that point, and you got to start the next season. So there's a good chance that Milwaukee could be really impacted no matter what, but especially if they have that satisfaction of winning a ring. That could be good for Boston because playoff positioning is going to be huge. And if Milwaukee drops to a fourth seed and Boston gets that third seed, that could just be one extra series where they get home court advantage.
Speaking of Team USA, a nice turnaround for Jason Tatum against Spain.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job being a facilitator, doing the little things in that game, kind of accepting his role as, at that point, a third or a fourth option behind Kevin Durant and Damian Lillard. That kind of harkens back to his rookie year where he had to do the little things. He had to cut. He had to play that baseline against the zone and kind of hunt his way for easy passes, easy opportunities, get the rebounds and go and push in transition and become a facilitator. And, you know, it's no surprise that that's when Team USA against Spain started to turn things around. That first half was pretty rough. And now in this, you know, when Tatum started to take over and do the little things, Team USA started to turn around and turn a deficit into a big lead. So I liked that from Tatum. I liked that adjustment. And more than anything, I like that Ime Udoka is there watching it happen, reinforcing the positives, showing him like, hey, this is great. This stuff that you're doing is what we want you to do, so do more of it. So you get that immediate gratification, that immediate kind of reinforcement from his new head coach. So a lot of those things are really good to see from Tatum.
John, what are the similarities between Team USA and the Celtics?
Well, I think it's kind of similar in that, you know, you got COVID issues. You lose a key player, Bradley Beal. Jeremy Grant was in the protocol for a while. They just had another guy not make the trip. So they've gone through their COVID stuff. They're going through their kind of my turn, your turn phase. And it's very reminiscent of the Celtics, where trying to kind of come up with solutions for the injuries and the absences and this and that. It's hard to get that chemistry. The Celtics never really got that chemistry going. Team USA, shorthanded. They only sent eight guys. So, you know, hopefully they're going to get more, and they're going to get more from the finals. But they only sent eight guys in an initial trip to Tokyo. So it's difficult for them in many of the same ways it was difficult for the Celtics.
Now, the new guys, the finals guys, when they arrive, will they work themselves right into the lineup and be able to play against France?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. If you're rooting for Team USA, you're rooting for a Bucks win in Game 6 so those guys can get out. But they're going to get there like the day before the game. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be tough to work them in. They're great players, so they'll know. It's very simple. Go out there, switch. You know, this is the type of stuff we're trying to do. They can have a continuation of the games that they're playing and still be in great shape, cardiovascular shape, but, you know, what kind of mental shape are they going to be in is going to be the question, because you've just had this exhausting series. How is that going to work? You've given everything to the NBA Finals, and now you got to turn around and be like, hey, now you got to go represent your country and play high-level games against teams that are really gunning for you. It's almost like it's going to be really tough. It's going to be really tough. So I don't know how Pop is going to use them. I really don't. They could come in and play 30 minutes and just ride that momentum from the finals. Or they could just be like, I'm done. Bring me off the bench. Let me play 15 minutes. I'll give you what I can and let the other guys who have been here carry the load.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. Much appreciated, John. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll visit again next Tuesday.
All right. I'll talk to you then.